This is Dana and Jason in the Morning podcast on demand at WBLI.com.
What Hollywood couples hiding their relationship because they're both afraid of one of their exes? From wetpaint.com, their editor Sam, good morning. You have the dirt for us.
The rumors around Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. They're very under wraps about it, if it is going on. You know, it seems like people are trying to confirm it now. But if it is true, we finally have an idea of why they're keeping it so private. Allegedly, they're afraid of Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's
That's valid.
They should be afraid.
Yeah, absolutely.
That queen.
You know what's interesting is that she went for somebody. Oh, I think I have it figured out.
There it is.
She went for somebody that knows him enough to know what she's been through. He can relate to the pain that she's going through because Jamie Foxx, who worked with him on, I think the movie was Collateral, they worked together so intimately that, and I think Tom Cruise even selected Jamie Foxx for that role because there was a friendship there or something. She goes for somebody that knows and has an inside look of how crazy he is so he can empathize with her, be there for her. And then the other thing that he provides that Tom Cruise didn't is he is like a dude. Yeah. He is a man.
And she probably saw his nude pic.
What? There's a nude pic?
Yeah. And he said it was his.
These are the things you bring to the table, and I'll bring the other things to the table.
Let's just say that the two X's in his last name not only stand for Fox, but something else, sir.
This is still going on. They like keeping it private because of, obviously, the publicity that would go on around them and could affect the relationship. But also now there's this fear that Tom Cruise, you know, is going to have a negative reaction about the relationship. And then, you know, they do, Katie and Tom do still have Surrey together. Oh. So that could affect it as well.
Oh, yeah. I just read this article. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was like 25 times we all knew Tom Cruise was crazy.
Oh, God. And the couch jumping was referenced.
It was just pictures of him smiling.
Oh, no.
And he looks like a lunatic ready to like jump at you. Oh. Plus, he has Scientology backing him, and that's always scary.
People, you know, reports have said that Tom doesn't see Surrey very much anyways, so I don't know if he would just hold that over her head, but you never know with custody issues.
But once the court sees his nude, Jamie Foxx's nude, they'll get full custody.
And that combined with the Tom Cruise crazy faces that Jason read the article.
If I were the lawyer, I'd be like, I would like to submit these as evidence. An BuzzFeed article and a nude I printed out. Thank you.
You'd be a really good lawyer.
What do they call them? Lawyers?
What? Lawyers?
Yeah. Don't know. Sorry.
So that's the way we're going to end it.
Gave up on that one.
You weren't going to try.
No. It's like a master or something, or sir.
Esquire?
Thank you.
Oh,
boom.
My gosh.
Sam for the win.
Worst partner in a game of Taboo ever, Jason.
She got it within like 10 seconds. I think we would have still won.
Okay.
Boom.
The most music in the morning with Dana and Jason. 106.1 BLI.
Your report brought to you by the office of Drs. Khan, Ferrari, and Aldieri, our dentist. And how's one BLI artist trying to get into his ex's head? What subtle move did he make to let her know he's still around? From wetpaint.com, their editor, Sam, good morning. You have the dirt for us.
Taylor Swift's romantic drama has taken a little bit of a turn for the better. Calvin Harris has refollowed her and her brother on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, this is what he's going through, an emotional
journey
right now. You know how you have to heal?
Yeah.
So he unfollowed because he was angry, he was mad, and he wasn't going to deal with that emotion. Yeah. And so he had to just cry it out and refollow.
Well, what comes from refollowing? Because does it just show I'm over it? I mean, we could still be friends. I really don't care anymore because my sister-in-law's ex-boyfriend unfollowed me on everything. And I was like, okay.
Well, he doesn't want to see your boring post. That's probably what happened. No more pictures of your children. But I think Calvin Harris is probably trying to win her back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was probably better that he unfollowed everything. I think that's the smarter choice in this situation because Taylor Swift already has her bounce back. Like, she's like,
yeah,
boom.
She's going to be retweeting those pictures of her making out with Tom Hiddleston.
Loki, if you will. And so I think it would have been healthier, but I think he's just trying to show her, like, here, I'm still here. I'm still,
I see you.
I'm still watching you.
That's really interesting because a social media follow is a really big deal when it comes to a breakup. It speaks volumes.
Next thing you know, he's going to start liking all those photos of her kissing Tom.
No, he wouldn't do that.
I would.
What would that do? If you
know that I'm seeing it. I'm watching it. I'm watching you.
Jason, you're making my heart rate elevate a little bit. I don't like it.
Jason takes the passive-aggressive route.
I see it. Ew, Jason. Mm-hmm. You would not like that.
Yeah, what?
You would never retweet it, just like...
Yeah, never retweet. Why would I ever retweet?
I don't... Why would you ever like it?
To show her that I'm there.
Sam, how on a scale of 1 to 10, Sam, how terrified are you of Jason?
Pretty terrified.
Because I would get afraid.
Good.
Oh, what does that achieve?
I don't want to like strike fear in you, but I definitely want you to know that I'm there. I think that's what Calvin's doing. Why would he follow her? That's dumb. He wants her back.
Oh, and you're speaking from experience?
Yeah, because I remember I went through the days of blocking my fiancé when he broke up with me once, and it doesn't do any good because I knew I was going to marry him, and so, like...
That's terrifying,
why too. Am I going to block out someone who I know I'm going to marry? So I'm going to actually open up myself even more.
And
start talking to him again on AIM chat.
Send a little hi.
Instant messenger, late night booty call, if you will. I mean, she's definitely going to think twice.
You just want to get in her head.
Yeah.
Mind game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, and also there were so many headlines made about the fact that he unfollowed her, but she stayed following him. She still follows him on everything. So maybe this is also sort of like a pride and ego thing where he doesn't want to look like the one who cares.
Yeah.
That's what I would assume, but Jason had to take it to the crazy person.
What are you talking about?
And you use that voice.
What voice?
Now I picture Calvin Harris having that voice of a crazy person.
Well, just add, like, whatever accent he has.
Don't do it. Thank you. Okay, let's end it before he figures out.
Top of the morning to you.
No, stupid.
I'm going to follow you.
Thank you, Sam.
The most music in the morning with Dana and Jason. 106.1 BLI.
I have a question for you dog people.
Oh, hi.
I mean, you have a dog on your shirt today, so you're the perfect person to ask. How far is too far when it comes to... your dogs, because I think one A-lister is taken into an extreme place.
Oh, really?
An extreme place with the dogs and what she expects of the dogs.
Oh.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, my God.
Oprah Winfrey takes it too far with the dogs. Do you know she has five?
No.
She has five dogs.
I didn't know that.
And I'm okay with that. That's fine. But
she has the land.
She has the land and whatever. If you want to have five dogs, have five dogs. Okay. But do you know what she expects? She expects... flowers and cards from her dogs on every holiday. And she gets them. Flowers and cards from the dogs.
Oprah has taught her dogs how to get gifts. Why can't this woman not do? Genius.
I hope it's her favorite thing. No, it's so weird to me. So every holiday she gets flowers and cards from the dogs with handwritten notes about the dog's year.
The dog's year?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that idea.
The dog doesn't know.
The dog knows.
No, it doesn't.
The dog does know.
No.
What holidays? Like,
I mean, Mother's Day, Christmas, her birthday. It's every holiday she gets flowers from the dogs. It's every holiday.
I wonder who's in charge of that.
Stedman.
Stedman is?
Yeah, she said. That job sucks.
I'm for Stedman.
But now you're going to make your fiance do it.
I know, because I sometimes sign Christmas cards with my dog's names.
You did it on your Christmas card that you sent me that one year.
Love Lola and Felix. Is that strange to sign their names?
I'm okay.
Okay, you're okay with that?
I'll enter into that world.
You'll accept that?
When you put it, because you put them on the Christmas card with you guys, and it was a really good picture. And I was like, okay, that's their family, do you?
Yeah.
But... when it comes to, you would want that, though. You would want flowers and cards from the dogs talking about the year.
Yeah. I feel like I'm about to text my fiance who's...
dear Jason, sorry about the time I got into the ice cream and vomited on the floor.
You are so basic and generic. First of all, they would not call me Jason. They would call me Daddy.
Oh. I know.
What just happened in here? Everything just changed in the studio when I said that. You go, Daddy, I love you so much. I'm so sorry that my tongue is so long. And then when I drink the water, I get the water everywhere.
Oh, Lord.
My favorite time of day is when we get a snuggle together.
The pug has a southern accent?
I don't know. It just came out. No way of knowing.
You don't care that it would be your fiance doing all the work.
He knows the dog's spirit and voice. It's my birthday.
Like I said.
Weekend.
Like
and
I said.
So I really feel like I should get a card from the puppies. My babies. Wouldn't you want that too? Don't you expect gifts from your kids? Okay.
My kids.
I've gone too far.
Are not dogs.
She just threw down her pen.
My kids are not dogs, and they have a will. And they have a desire to be part of making me a card.
I'm really happy that you threw down your pen because I knew what you wanted to do, which was stab me with it. So thank you for going with option B.
The most music in the morning with Dana and Jason. 106.1 BLI.
Hi, Brett.
Yes, hello.
Hi, good morning. So we wanted to get you on because we know that you recently went out on a date with somebody and you're not getting the response that you thought you would because you thought it was a great date.
Yes, I did. I thought it went really well. We met on Match and we started texting and we went on what I thought was a really great date.
Now, you haven't heard back from him at all?
No, it's been a couple of weeks. I'm not that type of girl that's going to text a guy.
Yeah.
He should really be reaching out to me. And, you know, the way we ended it was I really thought that I was going to hear from him right away.
This is good because we could get the real perspective on what really went wrong. Because usually when we put people on the spot, they wind up telling us what the real story was. Because he could just be like, oh, sorry, I've been busy, and then continue to blow you off.
Right. Well, and you know, he could be busy. I mean, I don't want to assume, but I'm busy as well.
So,
yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're going to give him a call, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Dana from 106.1 BLI. Dana and Jason in the morning calling.
The radio station?
Exactly. We do a segment on our morning show. It's called Rate My Date, and we try and get your perspective on a recent date that you went on.
You're calling me from the radio station to find out about my date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And specifically the date you went on with someone named Britt that you met on Match?
That's weird. Okay.
Britt, would you like to respond to that?
She's on the line, too.
Hi, Mike. I know it's totally weird. I know, but I was just curious. You know, I thought we had a great date. I thought we had the chemistry and everything, and I just wanted to know why I haven't heard from you. Because I really thought that, you know, at the end of the day, we both said, well, definitely going to see you again.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we had a good time, didn't we? We had a great time.
You know, it was all right. you know, I think you're nice and you're cute and all, but I just didn't think we had that much in common.
Oh.
Well,
okay. Well, can we put you on hold for a second and you could just explain to her really quickly what the problem was off the air? Just because we have to take a break right now in our segment.
Okay. I guess so.
Okay, just a sec. We'll be right back.
Okay, so Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being completely polar opposites, how different are you?
6 or 7, I guess.
Oh, 6 or 7.
And you could tell all that from just one date? Because I thought that's what... This is not an endorsement for Match. I'm just saying.
Look, she was nice and she was cute. It just didn't feel quite right, you know? It's not really that big a deal.
Right, but you guys connected before the date because of Match and the profiles were all matchy. Mm-hmm. So what was the problem?
Truthfully?
Yeah, I would like to know, Mike, what was... I don't understand. I really don't get what has transpired because we had a great date. And how can you go off of just one date and just decide that we're not a match? I mean, don't you need to give it a little more time? I mean, isn't that what dating is all about?
This is just freaking weird on the radio, but you like The Bachelorette. You talk about The Bachelorette, and I hate reality TV. I hate that stuff.
Oh.
Oh.
You're kidding, right? This is about what I watch on TV.
I'm sorry. I like more substantive material. I just reality TV just drives me nuts. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to see it.
Okay, listen. It's just a guilty pleasure. You should not judge me on the one show that I watch. I have a very demanding job, and that is my guilty pleasure. I mean, you watch that mother of whatever, dragon mother.
Game of Thrones. I love Game of Thrones.
Look, I was listening to you when you were talking about it.
I've been in a relationship before where they want to watch different stuff and argue about what to watch. And, I mean, that's not even that big a deal, except that I just, reality TV bugs me.
But, Mike, are you judging her because she watches it? Do you think that says something about the person, or it just... the threat of you having to watch it is more the thing you're fearful of.
I don't like that people support reality TV. I don't like it. When you watch it, you're supporting it, and you're keeping it going. And I think it does damage to us as a society. I think it's one of, I think we're in bad shape, and I think reality TV is just another symptom.
You're totally entitled to your opinion. I understand it, but what you are basing what we kind of had in our one date and what we had, you know, when we were going through texting,
right?
This is ludicrous to me to just go off of the fact that I liked The Bachelorette.
Well, were you talking about it a lot? Were you talking about this season?
I was talking about JoJo, and she's gorgeous, and you know, Chad is finally off, and we were just chatting about it. I mean, we're making small talk.
And he was losing it mentally. I can't even believe that you're destroying society at his dinner table.
I'm sorry if I sound high and mighty about it. I just, you know, those are fair points. I don't know you that well.
It's a TV show. There's way more to both of us.
But I feel like we can come to a middle ground in this. Like, because I feel like Mike is kind of turning
a corner,
and he's like, you know what? I shouldn't judge you for The Bachelorette and JoJo and Chad. So maybe you would go on a second date and maybe not talk about the shows that you like to watch, or is it definitely a no?
I'm definitely going on a second date.
I should have called. I should have texted you or something. It was wrong. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have just blown you off. I'm sorry about that. That was really jerkish of me. I'm sorry.
I think Mike is a really great guy. Mm. I just think what this comes down to is absurd.
Okay, how about this? Let's just cut the crap. On three, you're going to say yes or no to a second date. Both of you at the same time, okay? Okay. On three, ready? One, two, three.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you cheater!
Okay, fine. Okay.
I hate to bring this up, though, because it's a sore subject, but basically this is a reality show on the radio right now. And then, Mike, you're being a contributor.
You have no idea how much I'm torn up about it.
I know, okay, I'm sure you are. Okay, but you both said yes, so why don't you just text each other?
Why don't you call me?
I promise. I will call you.
Perfect. Okay, wow. Otherwise I'm going to get you back on this radio show.
That's good. I like that. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for clearing it all up for me.
The most music in the morning with Dana and Jason. 106.1 BLI.
What's the first thing you usually do when you start to not feel well?
Take an emergency.
No. No. Do you ever Google the symptoms?
Oh, no. That's crazy. That's insane. Only crazy people do that.
What?
Yeah, only crazy people go on WebMD. Mm.
Excuse me?
Oh, you're a crazy person.
Well, I was going to say that if you are like me and the first thing you do is go to Google and then you're overwhelmed by all of the possibilities with how you're about to die. I mean, or your loved one is about to die.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's going to change. The internet is about to change when it comes to medical information we have at our fingertips. And it could save you a copay. You don't Google your symptoms.
No, never. Never. Not once.
The first thing I do is Google my symptoms and anybody else in my family's symptoms. I have diagnosed myself with appendicitis.
Perfect.
I have a tumor potentially.
Oh.
My daughter had a spider bite in my mind. I mean, there are times where I was like, do we have our will in order to my husband? Because the outcome was going to be so grim.
Yeah. Well, I feel like when you do that, all paths lead to cancer.
Okay, well, anyway, the thing is about to change. Because there are people like me that instantly Google for medical advice, they've actually are changing the way that you receive medical advice once you Google. So what they've done, because there's so much bad information, because you don't know about this, but what happens is you start with like WebMD, and then you're not getting enough detail. So then you enter chat rooms.
Chat rooms?
Or like these boards. Where people who have similar symptoms have posted about them, and then you feel like you have a new community.
Oh, good. I love you joining a new community of crazy.
Yeah, of new crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this person from 1996 posted about they have the same symptoms, and they do have a tumor. Or it's like, yeah, my daughter, when she was 6 years old, had this, and it's like exactly the same thing. And I'm like, who are you, friend?
No, who are you, crazy?
So anyway, now what Google is doing, because people go off the deep end like me, They got together with the Mayo Clinic, which is one of the most renowned in our nation, and also the doctors from Harvard Medical Institute, and they came together to make these cards. So anytime you Google any sort of health symptom, it comes up with factual information of what it could potentially be, what most likely those symptoms mean. And it's really to diminish us going to extreme of self-diagnosing with cancer.
Yeah.
And it's actually founded more so than, you know, just who is WebMD?
Who is WebMD?
And certainly more than my message board. But you should have seen me when I went into the hospital. This was a couple months ago, because I told them that I have appendicitis.
So looked at you like a crazy person.
I told them that I know that my appendix ruptured. Actually, on the floor in pain, Googling as I was on the floor. And then when I got to the hospital, I told them exactly what was happening, and I probably needed an emergency appendectomy.
Oh, boom. Big words.
And then the man said...
They said, ma'am, you're a hypochondriac.
You don't have appendicitis. It's not your appendix. And I was like, yes, it is. It is. I will sue you if I die, because I diagnosed myself. My gynecologist used to forbid me to Google.
What are you going to Google down there?
Oh, well, when I was OBGYN, when I was pregnant.
Oh,
all of a sudden I feel like this.
Yeah.
He's like, if you Google, I'm taking your computer. So then I tried not to Google, but I would.
What are you going to obsess about now? They just took away
your
Monday nights. Your husband's going to be so happy with this.
The most music in the morning with Dana and Jason. 106.1 BLI.
Have you ever thought about what it would be like if your significant other was a famous actor that had to do love scenes with another person, another actor on film? I ask this because a Hollywood celebrity is talking about her feelings about her husband having to do that and then her having to see it. And it's a rare perspective, because a lot of times the significant others don't talk about it, but she's talking about seeing her husband. And I want to tell you about it. The person doing love scenes, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, so hot, thank God.
Did you see Deadpool?
No, it's too violent, but I started...
terrified.
He gets naked in Deadpool?
She said, yeah, there were sex montages.
What?
I don't know.
I'm going to rent that tonight.
Regardless, he does...
nudity all the time. Like, in his past films, he always got naked and, like, got really, really naked.
Yeah. So,
and it's great. What'd she say about it?
What it seemed like to me, but I would have asked so many more follow-up questions, but she was doing an interview and Jimmy Fallon didn't.
Yeah.
Basically, she said that... let's say she's on an airplane and Deadpool comes on. There's a million screens everywhere with her husband doing love montages with some woman or whatever. And she said it's like, let me quote her, cruel and unusual form of torture.
Boom.
Seeing that. And I was so thankful that she said that, because that is the honest truth of the matter. I don't care if you're an actor and you understand it. I don't care that you're telling me that this is just a person you're playing a role with. Mm-hmm. I think even kissing, I wouldn't be able to handle it. Just acting like you're doing it with someone else. I know it's acting and it's so prevalent and it's always happens or whatever, I would die.
I know, but you're still bumping and grinding naked, and the only
you
thing
have
that's,
to act into it. And so you have to go to a place where you're into it.
And the only thing that's keeping you and the other person is a little loincloth. But here's the deal, Blake Lively, shut up.
What do you mean?
She's so hot.
I know.
She's
so what?
So
though?
Hot.
So what though?
What about the people who the A-listers who are not married to like really attractive people? Those people must be so insecure compared to Blake Lively, because Blake Lively is hot.
Is so beautiful.
Like, so
yeah.
hot. Like, Ryan Reynolds, I would say...
They're perfectly matched.
Yeah, perfectly matched out of everyone. But there's some A-listers and Hollywood actors who are so hot, and their significant others aren't. And, like...
I can't even think of an example of that, though.
I have 20, but you're not mean like me. I go to a mean place.
Okay.
That's mean that I'm saying that. I know that's mean.
Okay, I'm glad you know that, because that's horrible.
But I would be the ugly one if I ever married a Hollywood A-lister. And so I could just, like, imagine my significant other, like, doing it. Perfect lighting.
Perfect lighting?
Perfect hair.
And, like, to see them kissing someone else.
In the most romantic setting ever.
It would rip my heart out.
Your love scene will never look that good.
No.
Your bottom would never look that good.
Mine or his or yours or whose?
Everyone's butt is now.
I know, because you know I'm already sensitive about my butt.
Well, I mean, no, your butt is great.
But I mean, but whose butt were you really meaning?
I was meaning like mine.
Oh. I thought you were criticizing me.
No. I was meaning you as a general populace.
You, all of us,
all of
butts.
Us together don't have Hollywood airbrushing. My weird love scene in like my weird apartment with wood paneling is not going to be in like a freaking skyscraper with open windows and great sheets. It's probably 100 like what 100 count cotton. Whatever, it's Egyptian. Egyptian sheets.
I'm going to end this because I think you can't. Now you've gone to a dark place.
Well,
you can't even talk about sheets.
Your butt looks really nice, Dana. I wasn't talking about it.
Perfect.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 106.1 BLI and anywhere on demand at WBLI.com and the free BLI app.